Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Pappas House in York County is unique in Pennsylvania. It describes itself as a warm, safe, reassuring, family-centered place to live, a home exclusively dedicated to care for dying people and their families. What it isn't is a hospice, although residents can select an outside hospice agency. Pappas House provides meals, bathing, grooming, personal safety, ambulatory assistance, and light housekeeping to people who may not have a family, a home, or a caregiver. We learn more about Pappas House on today's Smart Talk from Executive Director Amy Jansky and Alexandra Ciccarottini, who had a family member at Pappas House. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Amy Jansky, let me start with you. When we describe Pappas House as one of a kind in Pennsylvania, what's unique about it?
So we are unique in that we are truly a community-based home. We are open to accepting, we call them residents versus patients, that are under the care of any of our hospice agencies. So that's the unique part. The other unique part is that we utilize a bunch of volunteers also as caregivers in our home.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing I pointed out in the introduction, and you're quick to point out, is that Pappas House is not a hospice, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead. What were we going to say?
I was going to say, so we provide the home. So we provide the 24/7 personal care that is, something that the hospice agencies themselves aren't able to provide. They're providing the medical service and we are providing the home.
Mm-hmm. So how did Pappas House get its start?
So basically, there was a group of, we call them founding volunteers, that all had end-of-life experiences with a loved one and got together and talked about what they thought the York community could most benefit from. And through many years of brainstorming and trial and error, Pappas House came to be, and we opened our doors in December of 2017.
But when you say that it is unique, I imagine when you, what did the York community need? Coming up with something that unique, I mean, obviously, you know, there probably were some people said, well, maybe we should be a hospice, or maybe we should offer the kind of services that hospices do offer to those who are at the end of their lives. But what did you decide on? What would someone who goes to live at Pappas House, what would they see? What would they experience?
So first, I think there were many hospice agencies providing the hospice medical service in the county. So it was clear to us from the beginning that that wasn't needed. That was a need that was definitely already being fulfilled. What was missing was the place that you would go to pass away. So prior to Pappas House opening, the only options that you had in York County were to pass away in either a hospital or a nursing home. Or in your own home. And so Pappas House provides that missing piece where you might want to pass away in your own home or a home-like setting, but you're not able to, or you don't want to pass away in your own home. Maybe you have young children there. Maybe you wish to have your family be able to continue on with their lives as normally as possible, but you yourself don't want to be in the hospital or in a skilled nursing facility.
Mm. So those who come to you, what do they say? That sounds like, for most of us, an awkward conversation. What do they say?
So our referrals come from anywhere, basically. We'll have hospice agencies call and ask if we have an open bed. Basically, they'll find a need in their service, a family maybe that's struggling with care in the home. I'll have a family perhaps call from the hospital and say that their loved one needs to be discharged from the hospital, but they're coming home on hospice and they're unable to care for them in their home. And so it is, no matter where those referrals come from, they are emotionally charged. You want to be able to help everybody because, you know, your heart goes out to these individuals that, you know, either they themselves are facing end of life or their loved one is facing end of life. And you want to be able to give them the best death possible, which is, you know, in my opinion, in a home-like setting surrounded by your loved ones, where you can see and feel and smell all of those things that are most important to you. Mm.
Alex Chiarottini, you have experiences with Papa's House. Tell us your story.
Sure. It probably answers some of the questions you just asked, Amy, too. I have 87-year-old parents, and my father had the stroke that we sort of all talk about, which is he was unable to move his right side and unable to speak after the stroke. And at 88, he definitely communicated while in the hospital that he did not want to go through a very lengthy rehab. And that was his personality. He didn't participate in rehab before. But I had an 87-year-old mother who was really not able to take care of him in that particular condition, but yet he really needed to have people around him. He was definitely a sensory person and our family is very close. So I had known about Papa's House because I had a friend whose mother was there. She had cancer and passed away there, and they were also able to be with her for an extended period of time while she was at Papa's House. And my father hated medical facilities. So it was really the best solution for us, primarily because he had a lot of personal care needs. He, unlike a lot of people, was not really in pain. So hospice was not necessary and a nursing home was not a situation where we really wanted him to kind of spend his final time. I will add, this was during COVID. And so we were even more limited in how many times or if we could even go in and see him in any of those facilities. We brought him to Papa's House, and frankly, I think it got a little bit better, which I think Amy would say is typical, for a few days. And then my aunt and I literally made meals from his childhood for him. People brought him his favorite things, which are tapioca pudding and milkshakes. And we were able to be with him and truly be with him. I mean, I think that's the other thing. I didn't want my mom to remember a hospital bed in their condo because I knew she wanted to stay there. And I was really not able to do all of his personal care. I have a full-time job and I'm really the only family that's local. But we were able to, you know, step out of the way when he needed his personal care done, but be there and also be with him and just really spend time with him rather than worrying about his day-to-day kind of physical care that he needed.
Mm. How long was he at Papa's House?
Maybe a day or two, over 2 weeks. Wow. So maybe 16 days total. And I will say this, the doctors who discharged him and the nurses who had cared for him recognized that he needed people around him. And they said they couldn't think of a better place for him to be. And I do want to point out this, Papa's House, you have your own room. So when Amy talks about beds, right now the property has 3 bedrooms. So everybody gets their own room. And that also makes a difference, I think. I mean, we were playing music for him and reading to him and things like that. Mm.
We only have a minute or so left. I want to thank you. By the way, Alex, I'm sorry for your loss. Amy, you do have a limited number of rooms, but Papa's House is expanding. how much of an expansion? It's still going to be limited, but how much of an expansion and where?
So we are expanding to an 8-bedroom home. It's located in Thomasville. We are finishing, hopefully, the final stages of our capital campaign and beginning construction within the month, hopefully. So we're really hoping that that's going to be able to at least better serve the community in terms of those that need that bed.
So quickly, for those who may be interested, what can they do? How can they contact you?
You can contact us by phone, which is 717-893-5310. You can visit our website, which is pappashouse.org. We also have a very active Facebook page that you can check out.
Mm. Amy Jansky is the executive director of Pappas House, and Alexandria Chiaratini had a family member. Her father was at Pappas House. I want to thank both of you for being with us today, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.